funny you should mention it. We take the news and make fun of it. If you like to riff, join along. And now I'll stop singing this silly song. It's funny you should mention it.
Welcome to Funny You Should Mention It. I'm Gil Reif.
And I'm Lil Benjamin.
I'm excited to dive into whatever headline we're going to talk about.
Well, today's topic is something we typically don't cover, but this is talking about a death row inmate. And the headline is, Last Rite, massive 29,000 calorie death row meal could be the biggest ever recorded. So essentially, a death row inmate in Mississippi had his last meal, and it was a 29,000 calorie meal.
Which could be anybody's last meal, really. you consume 29,000 calories, that might be it. So do we know what he ate? What was 29,000 calories?
You know, they listed some of the stuff. It includes a Pizza Hut pizza. What's so funny is he got one Pizza Hut medium supreme.
That was 29,000.
Well, no, but that's among other things. But I just thought it was funny that he said, give me a medium. He didn't ask for the large. He thought
he's reasonable. You know, for a convicted murderer, he's a reasonable guy.
Yeah, he had a double portion. There was mushrooms, onions, jalapeno peppers, pepperoni. We had another pizza with cheeses, an olives pack, ranch dressing, Doritos, Coke, strawberry shakes, fries, ketchup, and 2 pints of ice cream.
Do you think Pizza Hut has special coupons for death row inmates, like for their final meal? Is there, because they often have like those 2-topping deals, but is there like a 48-topping deal for somebody who's getting their last meal?
Yeah. It also seems like a mixed blessing for Pizza Hut, right? Because it's like all news is good news to some extent, but it's like, oh, it's the favorite pizza among death row inmates. I don't know if that's good marketing.
There's this one comedian who had a great joke about how like if he was getting his last meal, mm-hmm. he would order the everlasting pasta bowl. That was
kind
a good
of the,
loophole.
Asking the genie for more wishes.
Exactly. It's such a crazy tradition. Why do you get any requests? I mean,
it
guy,
almost felt like the first guy they were doing this for was someone they realized they shouldn't have been executing. And they're like, hey, if it makes you feel any better, you can have whatever you want.
What about someone like Dahmer? Somebody who ate, like a cannibal can't get their last meal request because it's going to be more people. I know what I want to eat for my last meal.
They're like, Mister, nice try, but we're not going to do that. Or what about some kind of meal? Like, what is it? Like duck confit, and you have to prepare that for days or something?
Is there a budget? I mean, it seems like this was a very low budget. Despite the 29,000 calories, it probably cost maybe $29 total. Yeah. A quick trip to Pizza Hut and then Ralph's would cover this guy's request.
He's like, that's a good question about the budget, because this is on the taxpayer's dime, I assume. I wonder if their family pays for this, maybe. I think this would be a funny phone call, though, if we call the whoever this is, the prison department, and say, hey, it's trying to understand all the rules about final meal.
Do you think they would reveal, or is it kind of more like top secret?
I think they'd probably be very concerned as to why we wanted to know that, first of all. But what if, but
I
want to
see
past
if me murdering someone's worth it.
See if it's cost effective. I would assume that would have to be disclosed, like some kind of public records request or something like that. I assume it's got to be on the book somewhere.
Do you know what would really suck is if you did intermittent fasting and the execution was timed in a poor way where you couldn't break your fast yet. So you were like, oh, I can't even eat my
so
last
close.
Meal.
I wonder what the most popular diet plan is on death row.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's worried about nutrition on death row. What about like drinks? It's always about the meal. What if I just want to get hammered? I mean, I would think like my last request is a bunch of cocaine and Jack Daniels. Why is it limited to food? Is it?
Well, this guy did get his Cokes and his milkshakes, but that's actually a good point.
I would like my last meal to just be a bunch of mushrooms, please. I kind of want to Google the rules of this. Okay. Rules for last meal request. Let's just see what pops up.
You're going to get the strangest ads now, you know, sourced to you. you need a lawyer?
No, I'm just a caterer trying to break in. I want to market towards the last meal. Because if I could just sell one last meal, I mean, that's like a massive
That's your month
deal.
Right there.
Yeah. In the U.S., most states give the meal a day or two before execution.
Okay.
And use the euphemism special meal. Oh, alcohol or tobacco are usually but not always denied.
See, that's
unorthodox
hilarious.
Or unavailable requests are placed with similar substitutes. Okay. Can you order whatever you want on your last meal? They can ask for virtually anything they want on the night before their execution. There's a $50 limit on it. Okay.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
Does that include tip, tax tip?
Delivery.
Delivery charge. Can you imagine being the Postmates delivery for that?
Yeah. Maximum security prison. So like, can I just leave it here? Like, no, bring it all the way in. Bring it to the cell.
Okay. Well, if it was your last meal, what do you think you'd want?
So I feel like I couldn't eat. I feel like whenever I get nervous, mm-hmm. I don't know how you are, but if mm-hmm. before like a final exam or something nerve wracking.
And that's quite a final. That's quite a final yeah. exam.
To me, there's an element of psychosis in the sense of like, if somebody's going to be executed and they're just like, let's eat a nice, delicious meal right before. That doesn't connect with me. But again, someone's on death row. They've done some bad stuff.
So you think it's actually really more of a punishment in a way? It oddly reminds me of a Game of Thrones episode where, did you watch Game of Thrones?
I didn't.
Okay, well then.
I'm the guy who didn't watch it.
You're the one guy, but there's something someone did to a character. Mm-hmm. A much worse thing than dealing with food. Basically, mm-hmm. he lost his member. Mm-hmm. But before that, women were brought in, and it was almost like, "Hey, this is what you're going to be missing out on from now on." Is the food? You think it serves that purpose of like, look how wonderful life is? It's a land of pizza and endless toppings, and now that's over.
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. How did this come about? Because it does seem very out of place.
Now, this is nice, and this is also pizza related. Somebody, before their execution, ordered a vegetarian pizza with one unusual stipulation. He wanted the pizza delivered to a random homeless person in the local area. So that's nice. That was like a nice, good deed.
That's very nice. Again. Yeah. From somebody who committed heinous crimes.
I don't know if it makes up
but a nice
for what
gesture.
He did. Yeah.
It's going out on a high note.
Right.
But I'm fascinated by the whole industry that surrounds that, you know? Anyone who's involved in executions, like all that stuff, it's just feels like it's such a small, tiny subset of the world and such an awful thing. Maybe it's almost like to give them some lightness in their world.
Well, then can't they have like a last request for entertainment? I want a juggler or a belly dancer.
Yeah, get a magician who's known for working the death row circuit.
I want an insult comic.
Roast battle.
Yeah.
But what about you? If you had a last meal?
I've never thought about it in terms of the last meal, but there's always like kind of that question of like, oh, if you go to a desert island, what, you know, and you can only eat one meal over and over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a loophole, but I'll just say buffet. Just give me a massive buffet with, like that
really
Rio
stocked.
Buffet at Vegas.
Yeah.
I want everything. I want a buffet with everything there. If it was my last meal, I want it to be a buffet that's outdoors that they have to release me to attend, and it's all you can eat and it's unlimited time. So
outside of a last meal though, do you like buffets?
Yeah, I love buffets. I don't mind getting up. I don't like sitting there like a schmuck, just like waiting all the time just to get like a little like
begging
thing.
For
like,
food. Yeah.
And I like to stand up like right now. Like this is nice. Like I need to stretch my legs. I don't want to sit for 2-3 hours. And sometimes when you're in a restaurant and you feel trapped and you're just begging to flag someone down, can you please bring me like some ketchup or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm happy to go back there and get it.
See, I don't mind the getting up, but I'll tell you, I have two issues with the buffet. One is everybody handling the handles and the food. You know, some people reach in without the handle. That bothers me. And then also the temptation to just mix too many things. You know what I mean? Like different meals. There's like breakfast, lunch, and different parts of the world. I just find like at a restaurant, you sit down, you order maybe an appetizer, a meal and maybe a dessert, and that's it. I just find you eat so much at a buffet.
But I love the world of possibility, and I like the creativity. Oh, I never thought to take some Asian food and then add Jell-O there.
Yeah, a sushi, and then on the way back from the sushi round, you see a cheesecake.
It's all impulse. Yeah. It's often your worst instincts and everything.
And then they usually have an egg bar. They'll have the
egg bar. Pure eggs.
What's the guy with the
the omelet station.
Omelet station. Okay. I never get it. Yeah. I never call it an omelet, but I usually get a scramble. There's almost always an omelet station, so I always get that. And then
I enjoy that. Yeah,
and it goes downhill from there.
I know a lot of people are grossed out by all the people and everything. And there is there's a very crazy viral video of a guy who takes a ladle and he drinks out of the ladle.
See, stuff like that. It's so horrible. Because again, this is, I'll connect the dots here. But last time I was in Vegas, the only thing they had at our hotel was a buffet. So I went to the buffet, but before I went to the buffet, I went to the men's room, walk in the men's room, and a guy walks out of a stall. Straight out the door, and then I saw him at the buffet. It's horrifying. So that to me is why people can't be trusted. And then I like, sometimes you go to the buffet and they, certainly at the carving station, they do that and they'll give it to you. But I don't like when people have access to the food or the ladles.
Also in the bathroom, it says employees must wash their hands. Doesn't say patrons. And that concerns me. Like why?
Yeah. But let's say you saw that guy that I saw, walks right out of a stall, straight to the buffet. Are you going anywhere near the ladles he's going towards?
Once I've seen that, I can't unsee it. So if I see that guy go to the meatball station, I'm not having meatballs. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, everyone. Funny you should mention. Yeah.